This is a recording of Building Stories on Air from June 28th. We hope you enjoy it. We removed our musical pause, and so when you hear it's where we put some beautiful music. So join us live next time so you can enjoy the musical break as well. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be here again with you on a Sunday afternoon in Carborough, North Carolina. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, and we are ready to build stories on air. So you can listen to us on the radio. That's the beauty of broadcasting on WCOMRP 103.5. But you can also listen to us from wherever you are in this world through live streaming at wcomfm.org. As always, we'll start with Led Zeppelin and a few minutes of the Battle of Evermore. So grab a comfortable chair, a notebook to write ideas of a story throughout the show, or pencils to draw some illustration. We will be right back. This is Frederick for episode 17 of Building Stories on Air. I'm the creator of the Wooden Fellows and those little table puppets, although they don't like to be called puppets. So, but you can find them on Giggles and Chisels and every Sunday in this beautiful radio station at WCOM 103.5. So they're on a mission to help us slow down and be a kid for a moment and use our imagination together. So our underwriter is Elisabeth Dangean. We thank her for her support and belief in our mission. And the goal is to build stories on air as the show goes across generation and inspire everyone, no matter how young or how old you are, to invent stories as you wait somewhere or as you spend time with a loved one, instead of being on different devices, different spaces. As always, the whole team is here, meaning myself, Frederick, the human being, like the Wooden Fellows call me, and the Wooden Fellows that you may start being familiar with, Maurice, Madame Rigolote, Petite Clotilde, and Pierre Kiroul. We also have DJ Spy, who help us with the music and give us some ideas and thoughts about our stories. Hi, DJ Spy.
Greetings, everyone.
And today we have our very special guest, Connie, who is back for an hour with us. How are you, Connie?
I'm fine, and I'm glad to be here.
And before we go, I want to, sometimes we make mistakes, and last time I made a tiny mistake about the time of our show, so we couldn't enjoy Connie as long as we were supposed to. So I'm so sorry, and I'm so happy to have you again.
Well, I thank you for both things.
You know, when we make mistakes, it's okay to own them. So here is the plan for today. So we are going to build a story as it comes out of our imagination. So we can see it as like a first draft. It doesn't have to be perfect. It may not end. You know, you may have to come again, Connie, to finish up. And something that we always want to make sure when we have guests is that they are comfortable and have a good time and don't feel on the spot. So we usually have a starting point and we can go from there. And the starting point this week is going to be a castle. Remember, like last time you came, we built the stories that took place in a castle. And so we are just going to keep that setting.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Last time we had Maurice and Pierre Kiroul, two of our wooden fellows. But this time, Petite Clotilde, she's one of our dreamers. I mean, she's our dreamer, the wooden fellows who loves to dream big and caring for other people. So she's going to be part of the story. Is Pouille Michel back today?
Pouille Michel, I'm back and I'm ready to go.
So that's awesome. So we will have Petite Clotilde. We will have Pouille Michel. And as a reminder, Connie, we also have a box with different little things, you know, like if we need a little boost in our imagination, feel free to look in the box and, you know, you may see a little sheep. Maybe you can add the sheep in your part. So again, just pressure, no obligation to use them, just a resource. We also have some ideas of characters or location or problem that may occur. Or again, those are totally optional, but it's just totally fine to say, I need a minute. I'm not sure what's going to happen next in my story. This is totally fine. And DJ Spy can jump in anytime as well to help us out. But as always, before we start creating or building a story, we can warm up with a few pictures, if it's okay.
Yes.
You know, it's like before we run, we warm up. Well, before we use our imagination, we can always warm up a little bit. So I'm going to show you a picture, and there is a question. And so we need to remember that people are just hearing us. So the more details, you know, the better, so they can imagine. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
You start.
Okay. So I can describe the first one. So in the first one, it's a picture of Pierre Kiroul, which is the wooden fellows who keep us connected with nature. And he's just looking through two branches. This is how you would describe this, or would you add any more details in this picture?
Yeah, he's kind of peeking between two large limbs of a tree or branches of a tree.
Yeah, which is kind of reddish knitted hat and scarf. And the question is, what may Pierre Kiroul be trying to tell me? So, knowing Pierre Kiroul, he may be trying to hide a little bit because he may be concerned that it may be time to go back to the Petit Refuge and go back inside. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what he's trying to tell me.
Okay.
Connie, do you want to have a look?
Yes.
What do you think he may be telling you?
Oh, my.
Again, no right, wrong answer. It's just about warming up our imagination.
Yeah. And he might be saying, you can learn how to pronounce my name a little better. And he's going to watch from behind as I attempt to say Pierre Kiroul.
Yeah.
Pierre Kiroul.
I love that. Yes, because Many of their names come from the French roots of their human creator, myself. Okay. So Pierre, qui roule means like Peter who is rolling.
Rolling?
So, yes.
Okay.
Because there is a small sentence in France. It's Pierre qui roule, n'amasse pas mousse. So it's kind of a joke around this. But you can call him just Pierre.
Good.
Pierre is totally fine.
But what does that mean? Pierre qui roule, amasse la mousse. Rolls in the moss?
Yes, that's something... I need to... Next time, I will bring the exact translation of it. Because sometimes, you know, it's like this adage, it's kind of hard to explain.
Yes.
But you've heard them so many times that it's just part of your brain.
Yeah.
But I
and
need
we have
to,
them too in English.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to do one more. Do you want to describe it?
Okay.
And then... I can talk about it.
Oh, okay.
And again, it's just, do you feel like your brain is warming up a little bit?
So this one is Maurice, a tout triste from the land of bumps. Now, I don't know, triste is sad?
Yes.
Okay.
So Maurice is a tout triste, which means very sad, quite sad, and he's from the land of lumps and bumps, and he reminds us that sadness is part of life.
That's exactly what it says here. And she looks like she's talking to a snail on the ground, but she also looks like she's laying on concrete, which might indicate she's fallen, and she just happened to fall and be eye to eye with this snail.
So
what may she be thinking? Well, I'm thinking, I never knew Maurice was a woman, female.
He's actually a boy. I mean,
oh,
he's,
okay.
Yeah. Maurice is a male name, at least in French. It was a name of my dad, that's why he was named after my dad.
That's
so you were right. He's hiding somewhere. Where are
he's
you,
thinking, I hope this snail doesn't bite me. There it is.
Yeah, you know, Maurice actually pretty well because he's always a little bit concerned about something, you know, being attentive. So what may he be thinking? Let me think about it for a sec. Yeah, he may be wondering if the snail is just going to go over his hair. And what is it going to feel like to have a snail on your hair?
Now, do snails leave a slime trail like slugs do?
A little less, but probably some.
But, you know, that's your imagination. The snail can do whatever you want when you look at the picture.
Be like a free moose.
As in hair moose.
Right. Yes.
All right. So how do you feel about starting our story?
About me starting it?
No, we're going to start together.
Then I feel fine.
Okay, yeah. And anytime you can say, you're on your own on this one. You can keep talking. It is totally fine. But this show is for us in the radio station and for you, our guests, but it's also for our dear audience at large. And so I always want to give them a chance to collect their thoughts and maybe grab a pen and write up some notes. So now that you know that we are going to build a stories that's going to happen in a castle, something is probably going to happen. Something is going to happen. So as we take our first music break, you can talk about what may be happening with loved ones around you. Or you can always reach out to us at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com and share your thoughts with us. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick at WCOM 103.5 FM. You can also listen to us from wherever you are in the world on WCOMFM.org. So before our break, Connie, our guest, DJ Spy and myself, Frederick, we warm up a little bit our imagination to finally start our story for the day. And Petite Clotilde wanted to be a part of the story today. But during the music break, Maurice and Pierre Kiroul, who invented the story with Connie last time, said, "Up, up, 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 up. Wait a minute. Petite Clotilde, we love you dearly, but you may have to wait for your turn for a little bit. Because last time, with Pouille Michel, we, Maurice and myself, Pierre Kiroul, were exploring that castle, and we found a light."
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did find a light, and somebody said it looked like some special place.
Yes, Maurice recognized that it was a gate to the land of seven colors. And the reason he knows, it's because one of his best friend, Madame Rigolote, who lives in the Petit Refuge with him now, she's a rigolo, one of the inhabitants from the land of seven colors. So Maurice, Pierre Kiroul, and Michel were very excited.
Because I've never been to the land of seven colors.
So Pierre Kiroul asks, "So how do you feel about going there and discovering a new place?"
I think it'll be good.
All right. So the only thing, we just have to hold hands, the three of us.
Yes.
And then kind of squeeze through this gate.
Oh, boy.
All right. One, two, three.
Ooh. Wow.
And within 10 seconds, they were in a different world. The land of seven colors.
Look at this. This is amazing. Can you eat it?
So Maurice said, "I wish Madame Rigolote was here today to give us a tour."
Oh, yeah.
But from what I've heard from her, it's a very joyful place.
Okay.
So you see those trees back there?
Yes.
Some are red, some are yellow, some are green. I am pretty sure they are lollipops.
My favorite.
Which one should we taste first? Ask Pierre Kiroul.
Well, if it's up to me. Is it up to me?
It's totally up to you. I think Madame Rigolote would be totally fine with you taking the lead, Petite Michelle.
red. I like cherry. I like cherry a lot. Cherry lollipops.
All right. So they all walked to that red tree. And Maurice was like, I don't want to be the first one trying, but Pierre Quirouille, you're so brave. Why don't you try first? And so Pierre Quirouille tried, taste that big tree lollipop, and look at Michelle, looked at Maurice,
what?
And said,
what, Pierre? What?
It didn't taste, doesn't taste like cherry at all.
Oh.
But it does taste good. Give it a try, Michelle. Tell me what you think.
Okay. I just go to a different spot than you just put your tongue on, if you don't mind. I think, okay. Ooh, that's good. I like it. What is it?
So Maurice came, and so it's not cherry, but what is it? And Pierre Quirouille looked at him and said, well, your turn to be brave, Maurice.
Oh, go for it, Maurice.
And so Maurice came closer and he looked at Pierre Quirouille, he looked at Michel, and he said, you tricked me. You tricked me for me to try because it does taste like cherry.
Really? Oh. Well, he figured it out, Pierre.
Yes, but at least he was brave with us.
You were very brave.
So they enjoyed the lollipop for a bit. Until Pierre said, you know, we cannot find Madame Rigolote today because we know she's busy at the Petit Refuge. But maybe we should go back to the castle and go back to the Petit Refuge and come another time with Madame Rigolote as a guide.
Oh, I think that's a really good idea. You have good ideas.
Would that work, Petite Michelle?
As long as you show me how to get out of here, I don't remember. And remember, I'm slow.
All right. Maurice, are you okay with it? And Maurice, you know, anytime he can go back to the Petit Refuge and spend time with Madame Rigolote, he's less triste, less sad. So here they were, the three of them, going back to that gate to get back to the castle.
This time, try not to fall down.
The stairs.
For Maurice, I think it was.
Yes, for our next last story. But they found their way to the gate, and it's kind of squish in it. And they were back to the castle.
Still dark.
But now we know our way around. So they went back up, found their way to the Petit Refuge. But when they arrived at the Petit Refuge, Petite Clotilde was there and said, is it finally my turn to go visit the castle? And Maurice said, I am tired. And Pierre Quirouille said, I am tired. But Michel said,
I'll go with you.
So here they were, Petite Clotilde and Michel, back to the castle.
Now, watch your step. Clotilde, I've forgotten your name. I'm old and slow, remember? Clotilde. Watch your step.
Oh, that's right, she said. didn't you fall with Maurice, or did it Maurice Fairland took you with him as a very nice gesture?
Yeah, it was just tons of fun. Nah, but yeah, and I don't want to fall again if you don't mind.
All right, I can. We can be very careful and go very slowly. And so, as they were walking in the castle, at some point, they found something. And that, my dear guest, and my dear audience at large, is a time to pause. So we are going to take another music break. So you at home or wherever you are can think about being in a castle and finding something. And then you can share with us, or you can share with someone close to you. We will be right back. This is Frederick on WCOM FM 103.5 and streaming worldwide at WCOMFM.org. We mentioned at the beginning of the show the French roots of the Wooden Fellows. So I hope you enjoyed a French song from Léo Ferré. It's probably one of my top 10 songs. And it has been for a long time. So back to our story, Petite Michelle.
Okay.
So before the break, Petite Clotilde went back to the castle with Michelle. Maurice was too tired to go back, and so was Pierre Quiroule. But Michelle was all about going back to this kind of magic castle.
I think I just have a good feeling about the place. I just think there's something there.
All right. So Petite Clotilde was walking very slowly with Michelle.
Thank you.
Because if you know a little bit about Petite Clotilde, she's our dreamer, but she's also all about caring for others and self-care. And so I think Michelle is in good hand with Petite Clotilde today.
I feel like I am, yes.
But as they were walking, Petite Clotilde saw something. And she said, Michelle, do you see this thing there? It looks a little shiny.
Where?
Like just a little further down the hallway.
I see something. What do you think it is?
Let's go check it out. Do you want to go?
Well, what if it's something that bites? Is it moving?
That's a good concern. I wish Pierre Quiroule was here, because he is the bravest of all. Let me get a little closer.
Be careful, though. Please.
And so Petite Clotilde walked closer with her very soft voice, saying, hey, whatever you are, I'm coming very gently to check on you. Don't be scared. Everything is okay. I'm going to take one step closer. Closer, I'm going to reach my hand.
What? Be careful now. Don't go too fast with that hand.
And very slowly, Petite Clotilde grabbed what on the ground and said, Michelle.
What?
It's all good. Look.
No,
it's a key.
I thought it might be a gun or a knife.
I think we're pretty safe in this castle, in this magic castle.
I think so, too.
Now, what do you think this key could open?
Oh, a door.
Should we check it out? Should we look? Look at this hallway in front of us.
Yes.
I can see 20 doors. Do you think that key is going to open one of them?
I do. I think it's going to open one of them and show us something interesting.
All right. So, Petite Clotilde said, Michel, I know you were a little scared of the key, that the key could bite us.
Yeah, I was foolish. I was just being foolish.
Oh, it's okay. We are never too safe, right? I'm just trying to find a way for you to be comfortable opening a door.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do it. I think I can do it.
All right, should we maybe knock at the door first? Or just open it and see what happens?
What if we put our ear against the door for just a second?
All right. So, Petite Clotilde thought it was a pretty good idea, pretty safe. So they walked to the first door. They put their ear.
Do you hear anything?
Trying to listen.
I can't hear anything.
That's where we need the help of our dear audience at large. Maybe they are hearing something. So wherever you are, in the comfort of your home, imagine yourself being in a castle, finding this key and trying to listen to what may be behind a door. Mm-hmm. What may you be hearing? We are going to give you a few minutes with our next song, and we will be right back. Still Frederick, I'm still with Connie, our guest, and DJ Spy, and the Wooden Fellows for Building Stories on Air on WCOM 103.5 FM. And streaming worldwide at wcomfm.org.
Okay. So,
Michelle is ready to continue the story. But dear audience at large, if you remember before the break, we invited you to imagine what you may be hearing coming out from behind a door in a kind of a magic castle.
Yes.
So, Petite Clotilde and Michel were listening very closely, and they hear...
Wait, what?
Oink.
Clotilde, do you hear that?
Oink, oink.
It sounds like animals. It's maybe we're in a barn, not a castle.
It does sound like animal. I think it's pretty safe to try our key and open the door. How do you feel about this, Michelle?
Now I'm turning into one of them. What does a sheep say? What it sounds like? Maybe a little lamb? So they don't bite is all. I'm just making sure these aren't animals that'll bite.
Yes. So... why don't you step back just a little bit?
Okay.
And I can open it just a little bit and see.
Okay.
And so here was Petite Clotilde. Oh, brave Petite Clotilde. Yeah, because usually if Pierre Kirul had been around, she would have sent Pierre Kirul. But she was by herself with Michel, and she felt like she had to be the brave one. So she turned the key, opened the door very slowly. Michel! Michel! Look at, it's just a baby sheep and a baby pig.
Oh, they're so cute. They're so cute.
And as soon as they saw Michel, the little sheep and the little pig ran to her and cuddled with her.
You're so sweet, little animals. Hey, what's your name? What's your name? Oh, look at the little pig. Look at you, little pig. What's your name? Do you think we should name them?
I think, said Petite Clotilde, we should go back to the Petit Refuge.
Yes.
And because, you know, Pierre Kirul knows so much about animals.
He does, yes.
I mean, would you come to work to come with us, little sheep and little pig? Onk, onk. I think they said yes.
Sounded like it to me.
All right. So,
how will we get them out?
I think we can just carry them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to carry?
Oh.
It's both of them?
No. I don't think I can, but I think the pig.
All right. So I can carry the little lamb, said the Petite Clotilde. And so very slowly and carefully, they walked out the castle through the hallway. They walked back to the Petit Refuge, and they introduced the pig and the sheep to Pierre Kirul, who was so happy to have more animals to take care of at the Petit Refuge. And this, oh, my dear guest and our dear audience at large, is how we built a story on air.
Oink.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That was
sure. Oh, sure.
It's always, always fun to, you know, just come to the radio station with no idea what stories is going to come out. But every time flies, you know, we could keep on going. I feel like, now I want to know what's going to happen to this little pig and this little lamb at the Petit Refuge. So you are always, always welcome to come
back. Thank you. It's so much fun. I didn't know it would be this fun when the first time I came, but I was glad to come back.
Okay. Well, spread the word, because we always welcome guests.
Okay.
So this is the end of the show for today. As always, we are going to finish with Dave Brubeck and Take Five. But before we listen to that, the Wooden Fellows are going to be traveling in July. But they selected very thoughtfully some recording from our show in the spring. So if today was the first time you listened to our show, keep listening, so you are going to learn more about the Wooden Fellows throughout July and how you could come as a guest and build stories with us. Thank you, thank you. Enjoy your evening in Carborough or wherever you are, and this is Take Five, my dad's favorite song.